In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding a Rebbe's Paskin Neshaila, under what circumstances we accept the Psak, under what circumstances we don't accept the Psak, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in the Shalos Tshuvos Chut HaMeshulash, Siman Tes, says that even though I learned by the Vilna Gaon, still, when a question comes to me, and I see when a shaila comes to me, and I know the psak of even the Vilna Gaon, but I have a question, doesn't mean that I just follow blindly what he said. And the Sefer Ruach Chaim, on Perek Rishon, or Perkei Avos, Mishnah Dalet, he writes, V'osloi l'tamal kalvel divrei rabbi, a Talmud is not allowed to accept the psak of his Rebbe, k'sheish le'kushis aleihem, when he asks questions. L'pam yiyemis ma'talmud, sometimes the Talmud may be correct. U'kamosh eitz cotton madlikas ha'godl, just like a small tree makes the big tree, the small piece of wood could help ignite the large piece of wood. Sometimes the small piece of wood, the Talmud may be able to understand under certain circumstances better than the Rebbe. And that's what he says. It's pshat what it says in the Mishnah. Ye beischa beisfad l'chachamim v'avim es'abit b'afar ragleihim. He says, v'yavik means battle. We have to have misabik b'afar ragleihim. We have to argue with our Rebbe. We can't just accept. We have to have the mechamta shel Torah. But of course, he warns us that it has to be with the greatest respect. And in fact, there's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe. Yoredei Echel Gimel Simen Peches. If somebody wanted to live in Bnei Brak, somebody wanted to move to Bnei Brak, but he knows that he doesn't always agree with the Chazanish. And the question that was asked, may he move to Bnei Brak, even though it's going to cause that he may dispute the Chazanish? And Rav Moshe says, I don't understand your question. That is the greatest cover for the Chazanish, that you mention his opinion, even though you don't necessarily agree with him. He says, the Chazanish never assumed that nobody will ever argue with him. And certainly, he wasn't makbid. What he wanted was the emes. And therefore, if you mention the opinion of Chazanish, even if you don't agree with him, Sfas of Dovvois Bekever, and you're doing a tremendous toiva for his neshama. And he quotes Al Gemara, where Al Gemara says that Rava said to his Talmidim, the Papa Rav Huna, that if you have any questions on anything I said, don't just accept what you saw. The Ein L'dayin, El Mash Ein of Royus. Don't, he said, rip up my psak, but don't follow my psak if you don't understand what I said. But then I saw a fascinating tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer from Rabbi Avadia Yosef Zatzal, Yoredeya in Chelek Vov, Yoredeya Simon Gimel. And a very interesting tshuva. The tshuva begins with a shaila which was asked to Rav Yosef Zatzal, where somebody brought a chicken to a shaychet to shecht it. And the shaychet sensed that there was a break in the wing of the chicken. That we hold that that chicken is treif. But the Sharkid recognized that if he'll tell the person asking the Shaila to throw away the chicken, he'll just kill it himself. Is the Sharkid allowed to shecht that chicken for this person? Is he obligated to tell him that you may not eat it? So he says that this halacha of a broken wing is be'emes a machloikus of the mechaber and the ramah. The mechaber is lenient, the ramah is machmer. However, he says that even though this is a place where the mechaber and the ramah disagree, even the Sfardim, the Chidos says, have accepted the Psak of the Ramah. And he quotes, it's really not our Shia now, a whole slew of Achroinim that say that everybody in this Shaila is Machmer like the Ramah. However, he says that since this is only a minik to be machmer, and if somebody's going to eat a chicken without proper shchita, it's an issa deraisa issa nevela. So he says his opinion is that you should shech the chicken for this individual to prevent him from not having Is Nevela. And moreover, he says, you don't even have to tell him what's happening if you know that he won't listen. So then he goes into a discussion, when do we take an approach? When do we take an approach that a person should do an Issa Kal to save a person from doing a more serious isser, and when do we not take that approach? So he says, so he says that we have to look at every situation. If by doing this we'll save the person from doing an issa chatos, sometimes we'll have to see if it's what type of a shvus we're talking about. And all these factors go into consideration. He quotes a chidah in the Shas Tshuvas Chaim Shaul, where apparently there was a place that a lot of people shave with a razor, which of course we know is awesome. And they're not ready to accept the psak, that they're not allowed to do so. So some of the Rabbonim wanted to establish that they could shave during the Sfira if they'll agree not to shave with a razor anymore. So he says, even though this is a minig that's been accepted by all Klal Yisrael, not to shave during the Sfira, we have to look at what's more important and what's less important. And certainly, shaving with a razor is an iser daraisa, and therefore we should take that into consideration and make such an arrangement. He quotes a tshuva from Noida Behuda. We know that one is not allowed to marry menekes chaveiro. One is not allowed to marry a woman who's nursing for 4 months after the baby was born. And there's a certain situation where if we won't let this couple get married because we're saying you weren't allowed to get married because Chazal said don't get married before 24 months, maybe we could be more lenient. But then he says, on the other hand, we find that there were Gedol Yisrael that were machmer, even by Surid Rabbonim. He said that Rabbi Yehuda Osad discusses a situation where there was a kohen who wanted to marry chalutza. This if a kohen to marry chalutza is an issa de rabbana. And this couple said to the rav, if you won't marry us, we will convert. He says, that doesn't give us the right to marry them. On the other hand, we find that the Gemara discusses that they were Meshacher, an Eved Kanani, or Shifch Kananis, if they weren't acting appropriately. So the question that comes up is, what should you do? And the point he wants to make 2 points. One point he wants to make is that you have to discuss every Shaila individually, and you can't learn, which is relevant to our share, that you can't learn from one situation to the other situation. And he discusses a very interesting Shaila. He says there's a hotel, a restaurant in Israel that is kosher and is fleishik, but wants to have the ability to serve dairy, to serve coffee with milk after the fleishiger meals. May the rabbanut give them hashgacha. And he takes the opinion that you're allowed to. He takes the opinion that you're allowed to. Because, he says, it's better that they should have hashgacha. It's better that the food should be kosher rather than, even though you're not supposed to obviously drink coffee with milk after such a meal. And he discusses another shaila. He says, we know the halacha is that a woman who goes to the mikveh, that the woman who goes to the mikveh is only supposed to, a nida, is only supposed to go at night. There's a woman, for whatever reason, doesn't want to go at night. She only wants to go by day. May we allow her to go by day? Or if we won't allow her to go today, by day, she won't keep taras hamishpacha. So he says that we're allowed to. That we're allowed to. So he says, many times what a rav has to do is judge the situation and decide to include a kula, even though it's a very big chiddush. And that's why what we're learning in our shir, that you can't learn just because you saw or heard a rav do something, that should be proof to anything. It's not proof to anything. Interesting to point out that this same shaila about giving hashgacha to a place that will serve milk with coffee with milk after meat meals is discussed by the Shas Tshuva Tzitzel Yezer, Chelek Yud Aleph, Simen Nun Hei. He takes a completely different approach. And his approach is that how could anyone have the ability to go against the psak of Chazal? That of course we know we're not allowed to drink meat, milk, coffee with milk after meat meal. And the Gemara says that somebody who violates the Divrei Drabonim is Chayiv Misa. And he says, if we give Hashgacha to such a place, we are encouraging the violation of the Drabonim. And we have no right to do so. He quotes a tshuva from the Marsham. We know that we don't eat meat between Rosh Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av. And the minig was that butcher shops were closed. No kosher meat was sold during that time. And the question is, can we allow butcher shops to be open then? Because if the butcher shops selling kosher meat won't be open then, people may go buy trefa meat. So, which is not just a minig, which is obviously a serious issa d'oraisa. And the marsham, who's typically known to be a more of a makel, doesn't allow it. He says, and in a situation where these people are poshim, they know they're not supposed to eat meat in this time of the year. And they still want to eat meat. We don't have a right to do what's wrong. We don't have a right to do what's wrong just because they don't want to do what's right. And the same thing is regarding, in this situation, he says, we have no right to give a hashgacha to a place that's going to be violating something which is so accepted by Klal Yisrael, because we're concerned, well, if we're going to do this, people may eat in this hotel and they'll eat treif, or we're concerned that maybe other hotels and other restaurants now won't get a hechsher. Doesn't make a difference. He says, especially, and he quotes a tshuva from the Ber Maim Chaim, that particularly, when can we say that we should take in consideration the circumstances is when the people who are doing the Isser are doing it b'shogeg. However, in a situation where the people are doing it b'mezit, here the people who own this hotel, who own this restaurant, know you're not supposed to drink coffee with milk after meat meal. They want it because that's what they think their guest wants. So we have no right to in any way help them violate this Isser and any other consideration we should not be taken into consideration. So here we see that two Gedolei Yisrael with the exact same Shaila, totally different perspectives, but what's more obvious is that every situation is very unique. And as our Gemara says, we can't learn from one situation to another situation.